Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's still 11 degrees and I think it's going to struggle to get to 13. But anyway, look, we've got a special guest with us this afternoon. It's Matt Shaw. Now, Matt is well known to this radio station and he's normally on a Sunday night between 6 and 8pm with one of the greatest shows around, the Rock and Roll Hit Parade. Absolutely love it. Listen to it every week. And occasionally Matt gives me the opportunity to present it when he's not able to be here. So welcome, Matt. It's great to see you.
G'day, mate. How are you? Nice to be here. Nice to be on this side of the of all those buttons for something different.
I was going to say that. You're not here to have to worry about pushing all the buttons.
No.
Matt, I know we're here to talk about something special that's coming up, but I guess a lot of the audience have heard you over a long period of time but don't know much about you, so I always ask my guests just to get a bit of an idea. Matt, how long have you been with Yarra Valley?
Good question. I did work experience when they were over at when we were over at Hillsville
in the toilet.
It was like the Berlin bunker. I tell you what, it was pretty ordinary. It was pretty rough, but it was amazing the sounds I got out of that place.
So how then, obviously you went away a bit or something, so how long have you been here actually?
Well, I did work experience when I was 15. I'm 45 now, nearly 46. Yeah. So then when I got my license in 93, late 93, I think I started in early 94. As soon as I was independent, and yep. I could get from Montrose to Warrialik, our first Warrialik studio. I got involved straight away, and I've been here on and off ever since.
Yeah, that's terrific. And you've always played the music from the 50s and 60s?
Mate, why wouldn't you? It is the best stuff, you know. Well, I was brought up on it, I must admit, and Dad always sort of brainwashed me with it, and my uncles and so forth, and I just love it.
Yeah.
You know, I've tried to do other things, but everything keeps coming back to that. It's just, I just love it.
I must say that I'm very surprised sometimes that my show is based around the 50s and 60s, probably a little bit different to yours, bit of country and that. But I'm surprised how many young people ring me for requests. And I remember saying to one of them, like, why do you listen to this? You know, you don't sound that old. And this lady said to me, well, when we were young, it was just Mum and Dad and my brother and I, and we'd be out for driving on a Sunday afternoon, and this is what was on the radio.
Yeah, that's true, and that's a good point, because it's never really left us. You know, it was on the radio, it's been on the radio for 60-odd years, so it wasn't just the people who were, you know, 18 years of age buying Rock Around the Clock on a 78.
Yep.
I'm not putting you in that age group, Al, but it's
well,
it's everyone else that's followed, or the subsequent generations like mine, that love it. You know, it's amazing. It's good music.
I'm going to put you on the spot. What was the first record you ever bought?
No, this is going to be embarrassing.
No.
I just want to say a big g'day to David Oaten if he happens to be listening today.
Yep.
The first one I bought myself. Didn't have it bought for me, but the first one I bought myself was the first 45 was from Brash's at Churnside Park, where I'd later work. And it was I paid $3 for it, which was probably too much in hindsight, and it was The Locomotion by Kylie Minogue. I was in grade 6 and Neighbours was huge, you know. But the first album I bought was from the Lilydale Market, and it was the Travelling Wilburys Volume 1, which was just... still one of my favourites.
Well, you say that that's embarrassing. I've got to admit that the very, very first record I bought was an album, because there was more tracks on it.
Yeah,
and it was a Buddy Holly.
Oh, mate!
So that even goes back worse.
Mate, I'm jealous. And what a good investment. Do you still have it?
I've still got it.
Have you really? Wow!
Absolutely.
And that's great.
And I've brought it up occasionally to play it on a Sunday, but I've. Very true. I don't like to play it too often.
Yeah, fair enough.
I've had it ever since.
Wow.
And I've got probably 50, I have nearly 50 albums, and I've still kept Buddy Holly.
Isn't that great? And Buddy's one of those artists, people just love him.
Yep.
You play him or you mention his name and people smile.
Yep.
You know, they just love him. He's so special.
The funniest bit was, and I know you do a lot about the history, probably a bit more than I do, but he wasn't on the scene that many years.
No,
and yet he's recorded dozens and dozens of tracks.
And you look at the songs that he was writing and also helping to produce.
Yep.
We talk about Ritchie Valens, you know, dying at 17.
Yep.
Buddy Holly was 22.
Yep.
I mean, I still cannot believe that he was so young.
Yep.
You think that even the Big Bopper, He was, I think, 27 at the time. But Buddy Holly, the talent that he had and what he achieved in about 18 months of being a star and dead at 22. You just can't believe it.
It was only about 18 months or 2 years that he was recording.
Yeah. And by the time he was killed in February of 59, he, of course, had recorded a lot of the songs with strings, you know, It Doesn't Matter Anymore and Raining in My Heart and, just beautiful records, you know, and dead at 22. It's just incredible.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Yeah. Matt, we didn't come along to talk, reminisce.
Why not? I could sit here for hours, Al.
So could I. unfortunately, the audience might like it. Matt, I've got to take a quick break, and then we want to get. You've got something really exciting to tell us, and we want to find out all about it. So we'll just take a quick break, and we'll be back with more.
Heading on home. Back to the valley where she's from. That slant six is far and away. Like she was in 1968. From the red gums in the northeast to the mountain ash stands, where the Abbeys have coffee in their hands. Just off the view, heading towards 22. She'll be winding through the black skirt soon. Rusty panel, bullet hole and decay. Just past Buxton, with a long neck between my legs. Coppers up ahead, right away. Like trying to catch that old dodgy. From the red gums in the northeast to the mountain ash stands, where the Abbeys have coffee in their hands. Just off the dew, heading towards 22. She'll be winding through the black skirts.
And that was Cal Kennedy, and he hails out of Healesville, the Dodge Ute. And look, it'd be terrific to see that really take off, because it's great to see our local people really do some good. Anyway, we're here, you're back to Community Connections, and I'm Alan Collier, And we've got Matt Shaw, and we all know Matt Shaw, I'm sure.
I've never heard that before. I wish I had a dollar.
I bet not. From a Sunday night, 6 to 8 p.m. with the Rock and Roll Show, and it's a terrific show. If you miss it, you really miss a great show. But anyway, we're not here to reminisce, although Matt and I could reminisce all day about the 50s and 60s. Matt, you've got a project coming up, and you're going to do some podcasts. So we'd really love to hear what these podcasts are going to be about, please.
Fantastic, Al. Well, I'm an avid podcast listener, like a lot of people. I do a lot of miles in my job, and often you get in the car and, you know, you might have Spotify or your iPod and have gazillions of songs that you could possibly listen to, and there's nothing there that you sort of feel like listening to at the time. So I got onto listening to podcasts, basically, because in those long... during those long trips, I think they're fantastic to keep you awake while you're driving and keep you alert. And
when you get out of Melbourne, sometimes, particularly when you're going down to places like Bairnsdale, the radio reception past Sale is just atrocious.
That's right. So that's how I sort of fell onto podcasts myself. I mean, millions of people listen to them every day right around the world, of course. So being a podcast fan, I thought, look, I'd love to give it a crack myself. I'd obviously done the radio here for many, many years, and I applied through the Grants for Community program through the Yarra Rangers Council. And late last year, I was successful in getting a grant to produce 5 episodes of what I'm calling Yarra Valley Yarns. So it's all about stories, about people, places, objects, events that are local to our area.
Matt, are they going to be... like the elderly people talk about their lives, or is it going to be people that are still involved in the day-to-day?
A mix, Al. I'm after any really great story. If you've got a local story, it could be about a person, it could be their life story, which would be really fascinating, or an event they were caught up in, maybe a world event. We'd love to hear from them. So it could be anything, really. I'm not sort of trying to put it into one little box. I want to spread the net and see what we can come up with.
So those 5 podcasts, are they going to be like an hour or something and just the one person, or are they going to be short ones? Or
one story per episode. So we've just, we'll see how we go. I'm hoping for about half an hour. It depends how much people want to talk, how much I have to prod them, you see. So for example, we've got our first episode recorded, and I'm not going to give anything away just yet because it's a cracker of a story.
Is it?
And so far I've interviewed 2 people for that particular episode. So right. I'm thinking of getting a third one in to expand on some parts of this particular story. Set rules, to be honest.
We won't push you down because we'd like to know. But is it like that's about an event? Is it something?
That's right. An event that happened locally almost 50 years ago. Yeah. And it's an event that, you know, it was a pretty impressive achievement, and it's largely forgotten, which is... pretty amazing. Only a few people really know about it. And the people who participated in this event, all bar one, are still alive. And it's been a great opportunity to get together with them and just get them to reminisce in front of a microphone. And we've got some great stories to share with it.
I've told this story before on air. This is a few years ago. Like, I had a friend. Well, I met him as we were both a bit older, like we weren't young blokes knocking around in an organisation, and we became quite good friends. And I thought I knew him very well, and he died, unfortunately. He got cancer and he died. And we went to his funeral, and this guy had an amazing life, but nobody's ever going to know, because we who knew him didn't know about it until his funeral.
It's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah.
And to think that, and we've all had those moments. I mean, I remember thinking, gee, I've got to sit down and record my grandparents. Now, I never got to do that.
Yep.
And I was lucky because I didn't lose a grandparent until I think I was 36.
Yep.
I had all 4 grandparents still living.
Gee,
I lost my last grandmother in March last year. Yep. But, you know, life gets busy and you just don't get the chance to do it, which is terrible. So this is about preserving local stories. You know, as I said, local stories to our region.
Yep.
And a lot of museums these days are focusing on stories. It's about preserving those links with the past and events that have defined us as a community, who we are, and preserving those stories for future generations, because there are some ripper stories in our area. You know, what an area to live in, a beautiful part of the world, full of interesting characters, and this is all about getting some of those stories.
And I guess unless you come across these people, like some of these stories will just be lost forever, won't they?
That's right.
They're gone.
That's right. They tend to stay in families, obviously, but they do get lost to time, and time gets away from us pretty quickly, as we all know, and they can get lost very, very easily.
Matt, I've just got to take a quick break. As you know, we've got sponsors that we've got to keep happy.
And, absolutely.
When we mention these sponsors and while we're playing them, we do ask that you support, you the listeners, support these people. Not only support them, but please let them know that you're supporting them because you heard them on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. None of us get paid, and that's the way community radio works. But we've still got, it still costs a lot of money between rent, insurances, and we've got to make sure that we insure ourselves, that Matt and I don't say something silly.
Aren't they paying you, Al? Oh.
From Seville, and I love Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Welcome back to Community Connections, and as I said earlier on, we've got Matt Shaw, who does the Rock and Roll Hit Parade on Sunday night between 6 and 8, but we're not talking about that. We're here to talk about the podcast he's going to do, but first of all, I was very remiss. Matt, you've been very involved with a Ned Kelly museum.
Yeah, mate, I've had a lifelong fascination with the story, as a lot of people have. It's just another cracker yarn, you know, Ned Kelly. It's an incredible story. I don't think he was a hero before anybody rings up and starts complaining. He's pretty controversial.
Yep.
But I've been lucky enough to work on several exhibitions of Kelly artifacts and memorabilia over the last 20 years or so. And in, when was it, 2014, we set up a museum up at Beechworth called the Ned Kelly Vault. And we had some incredible stuff on display in the vault. But unfortunately, we closed that down late last year.
Mainly because of COVID?
Oh, it closed in March because of COVID. And then we couldn't negotiate new terms with the Indigo Shire because it was a joint venture with the local shire.
Yep.
We were set up in the old police station, as it turned out. But we're looking for a new venue. And I'm hoping, fingers crossed, we can find a new venue in the northeast where this around that area, yeah, Glen Rowan up that way, Benalla maybe, where the artifacts can be displayed again, because it was the largest privately owned collection of Kelly memorabilia in the world. Everything from Ned's favourite rifle, Betty. We had the original dining room table from the Glen Rowan Inn, which can be seen in several photos taken during the siege, full of bullet holes.
How did you get all this stuff then?
It all started 20 years ago this year. I was lucky enough to work on an exhibition in Melbourne, and we were lucky enough to work closely with Ian Jones, the world authority on Ned, who became a dear friend. We lost Ian a few years ago, sadly. Absolutely beautiful fella. Loved him dearly, and through Ian, we got to find out who had what, you know, where these items were, where Mick Jagger's suit of armour from the 1970 film was, and all these other bits and pieces, where Ned's belt and bullets from Glen Rowan were, and where the first reward notice ever printed for the Kelly Gang was, the only surviving example, printed just 2 weeks after the police were shot at Stringy Bark Creek. So we got it all together. And that's what eventually made it to the Ned Kelly Vault in Beechworth. And people love seeing this stuff. I mean, it just connects people to history like nothing else, you know. When you can look at an object and say, look, you know, Ned Kelly held that in his hand. I mean, it's amazing. So I've always loved the story, and as I said, hopefully we can find a new venue for it and get it happening before too long.
Hope you can.
Thanks,
Matt.
Now,
let's get back to the podcast. This is really what we're here to talk about. Matt, have you already got ideas for these sort of, you said you've done some work on one and done some recording. Are you looking for people to come forward with ideas or do you just want to go out and find the...
A bit of both, but we'd love people to come forward. What we're appealing for through our Facebook page and obviously today on Yarra Valley FM is if you've got a local story, if you grew up in the area, if you have a heritage here, and if you know of a really good local story that perhaps we don't know about, and a story which is worth sharing and is worth preserving, please get in touch, because I am looking for unique local stories. Now, once again, they can relate to it could be a sporting achievement, it could be a big cat sighting, because there's been a lot of them. I'd love to speak to the... absolutely. Yeah. Anything, that, you know, some that are weird and wacky, by all means. We're throwing it over to the community and saying, if you've got a great story to share, get in touch and let's have a chat. Yeah.
And as we said before, the problem is, well, there are some great stories. People are out there doing them, but unless somebody tells you about it, you're not going to know about these.
That's right. And it's important to preserve our history, as I said before. Yeah. You know, like growing up in this area, it's important to preserve the stories that are unique to us, that define who we are as a community. Yep. And that's what this project is all about.
Oh, that's fantastic. So I guess... then, after you've got these put together, what's going to happen to them, Matt?
Well, they'll be broadcast on Yarra Valley FM 99.1 at a date to be determined, and also they'll be available on our website, on the Yarra Valley FM website, so people can go and download them, listen to them free of charge, of course, at their leisure, and they'll also be available through all the normal apps where you can access your podcast as well.
True. Well, we should also mention, too, while we talked about podcasts, that a lot of shows, particularly this show, do appear as podcasts on our website.
Yeah, absolutely.
For people to catch up on them. So it'd be great for it to be up there. Matt, look, I've just got to take another quick break as we've got some more announcements coming up. I guess when we come back, if people would like to have their pencil and papers together, let's give them some contacts as to how people are going to get hold of you, and we'll see how we go.
Sounds good.
You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's coming up to 20 minutes. It's now 20 minutes to 2, and we're still stuck on that 11 degrees. welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. We're at 16 minutes to 2 and we're still on 11 degrees. If it gets any hotter than that, I'll go leave. Look, we've got Matt Shaw with me, and of course Matt's part of the team here at Yarra Valley, and he's always on every Sunday night between 6 and 8 with a rock and roll hit priority. You couldn't get a better show with the 50s and... well.
Only when you're doing it, Al.
I was going to say, I'd like to say it's on par with music memories.
Oh, of course it is,
anyway,
mate.
That's only being silly. Matt, not everybody might understand what podcasts are. So maybe you'd like to just tell us quickly what a what a podcast is, and then we did promise we'd give the contact details for people to get hold of you.
Terrific, yeah. Good question. What is a podcast? It's a word that was... that sort of came about 20 years ago. It's made up of two words, iPod and broadcast. So obviously in the last 20 years, we don't just listen to iPods these days. We access material via our smartphones and iPads or tablet computers. So essentially, for those who don't know, a podcast is a bit like a little radio show. It's the best way to describe it, and you can listen to them on demand whenever you want. So
you listen to it when you want, don't
that's
you?
Right, absolutely, and that's what it's all about. So there are podcasts for anything you could think of, all the major media companies like our ABC, the BBC, the American networks, they all have podcasts. It is a booming area of media. True crime would probably be the most popular type of podcast, but there's things on finance, sporting podcasts, educational podcasts, lifestyle, as you said. Sorry, true crime would be probably the most popular. But some of the ones that I like to listen to are things like Conversations from the ABC. That's a daily radio program which is then uploaded as a podcast to listen to later. That's normally hosted by Richard Feidler. And you might also get podcasts which are a series. So they're not just individual programs to listen to or individual interviews. They could be, you know, a series. One of the most popular ones was one called Teacher's Pet, which was put together a couple of years ago, and that was extraordinary. That was just very quickly based around the disappearance of a mother from New South Wales by the name of Lynette Dawson. She just vanished in 1982. It's an extraordinary case, and disappeared, no trace of her, no one was charged over her disappearance. But because of the podcast, which was produced by the Australian newspaper, a journalist by the name of Hedley Thomas produced a podcast called Teacher's Pet, because of that, charges have now been laid over her disappearance almost 40 years ago. It's before the courts right now, so we obviously can't say anything about it, but such is the power of a good podcast. So by all means, folks, if you haven't listened to one before, go onto the Google machine, and there's millions there to choose from, and have a go, because they can be really rewarding.
And we want them to listen to yours.
Absolutely.
And also our station's podcast
and yours
on our website.
Absolutely.
Now, how are people going to get hold of you, Matt?
All right. So, again, we're looking for local stories, folks. So, we're throwing it over to the community. Get in touch in a couple of ways. We do have a Facebook page. So the series is called Yarra Valley Yarns. So you'll find us under Yarra Valley Yarns on Facebook. And we also have an email address. If you'd like to shoot us an email, you can do that. The address is Yarra Valley Yarns. So that's all one word, lowercase, yarravalleyyarns@gmail.com. That's the best way to get in touch. Or, by all means, shoot us a message via Facebook as well.
And let's just hone this down a little bit more. What sort of yarns are you looking for?
After anything. I'm really open to any ideas. I don't want to, as I said before, I don't want to sort of put into one category. We're looking for things like sporting achievements. You might have a great family story about post-war migration to our area. You might be one of the many Italian families that made it out here in the late 40s and 50s, and tell us about your story. You know, there are people who lived through, World War II that might remember what the valley was like during the war years. I'm keen to do one on Dame Nellie Marlborough. I find her an extraordinary and fascinating character. We are after anything at all. If you think it's a good story and it's worth preserving and worth sharing via this series, we'd love you to get in touch. But we're trying to stay away from some of the more controversial topics, obviously. Yep. It's more of a light-hearted approach to the series. But we're open to any ideas.
Are you also looking, Matt, what if someone says, well, I know Fred Nerk, and they do enormous amount of things behind the scene.
Absolutely. It could be, volunteers. I mean, they power our community, they power this station. So a great volunteer story, that'd be fantastic. It could be a forgotten war hero, if you've got a... Or it could be the story of an average soldier, let's say. Let's say you have a great uncle who fought in Europe during World War II, who has a fascinating story that, again, it's worth preserving. By all means, feel free to get in touch. I'm hoping that we'll have enough to do a second and maybe even a third series of the podcast.
That'd be true.
Because there's enough stories out there. And as I said, we've got two episodes pretty much in the can right now, so we're looking for three more to fill out this series and hopefully having them all recorded by the end of this year.
So that was going to be the next question. When are you hoping for these to hit? Early next year?
Well, hopefully by the end of the year, but of course COVID has put a bit of a spanner in the works with all our lives, so it may be a little bit later. We'll just have to see how we go. And I prefer to catch up with people, sort of face-to-face rather than do phone interviews, as I know you do too, Al. Yep. But with COVID, that has changed a bit. So if it means that it might take a bit longer to do those recordings, so be it. We just want to get it right.
And the trouble is that we did say before that unless some of these things are put down somewhere, the people involved will disappear. It might have been, when they were young, this happened. Mm. And very often, as I said before, people just don't talk about it.
That's true. And often I'm in the car with Dad and he'll say, I remember when this was a dirt road and the milkman got bogged here in Moorabbin. I mean, you can't even imagine that. The milkman in a cart in Moorabbin. But it happened and that's all within living memory, And these stories, you can help transport the listeners to another world, to your childhood. What was Moorabbin like in the 50s? Yep. What was Lilydale like in that era, during the war years? What did you get up to? Absolutely. Yeah. You look at some of those old photos. The great thing is with Facebook, a lot of those old photos are being shared daily. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing what people have got under their beds. So that also helps generate some memories and some great stories on pages like I Grew Up in Lilydale. There's also a Seville page. There's one for pretty much every suburb out this way, which is great. That's what it's all about. I mean, my dad, when he was a kid, I'm sure he won't mind me mentioning, that he lived in the station house down here at Warrialik in the 60s. The rail closed in about, I think it was 65, I think. Yeah. And they moved in. They rented the station master's house at Warrialik for a couple of years, and at that stage, of course, the rail was still there, all the infrastructure, the ticket stands were all still on the platform, and they lived there for a couple of years. And we had a presenter here at Yarra Valley FM several years ago. Colleen Hardy was her name. She's no longer with us, sadly. She was a great character, and she also lived in that house for several years. And I think in the end, there were squatters in the house. They couldn't get rid of them, so the local fireys were brought in to get rid of the house, unfortunately. And it's gone, but it was there for years. You could see it from the highway.
And it was good practice for the fireys.
Good practice for the fireys, and they got rid of the squatters.
Got to take a quick break, Matt. You'll enjoy this one. We're going to hear from Lynn Randell. Lynn Randell died, I think, when she was 58, this around this time of the year.
Wow, yeah, good old Lynn.
Before the hurt gets stronger, child.
Sounds great, Matt. Now, just give us a rough idea of the sorts of people that you're looking for.
Once again, Al, we're throwing it out there to all those wonderful listeners in Radio Land and beyond. Please spread the word, folks, if you know of stories of as you just heard in the promo, you know, local sporting achievements. It could be a historical crime that perhaps has been forgotten to time that we would like to hear about again. Why not? We're talking about war heroes or just unique stories that might be in families of, you know, great-great-uncles or great-great-grandfathers who fought in the war. Some may have come home, some may not, but there's a plethora of great stories in that sort of theatre as well. Unsung heroes, community leaders, volunteers, we're willing to certainly talk about that type of thing. Lost treasures. Yeah. If you know of a lost artefact,
that'd be great.
Or one that's got a great story, something that was found in the area, or maybe it's something that's still missing. Just as an idea, but that might jog some memories. Yeah. And again, stories of post-war migration. You know, our community is made up of many, many different people from different parts of the world. Yep. And by all means, if you've got a great story about coming out to Australia and the life that you've built or your family has built, we'd love to talk to you as well. But I also just want to say a big thanks once again to the Yarra Rangers Council and their Grants for Community program, because without their assistance, this wouldn't be happening. So thank you very much. They've been really supportive of the whole idea.
Oh, that's fantastic. Matt, again, it's been terrific having you, and we really look forward to these podcasts when they come out, and I'm sure you'll come back and tell us when they're available.
Thanks, mate. It's been good to catch up.
And so you think they'll be available towards the end of this year?
By the end of the year, yeah. I'm hoping, as I said, COVID has sort of put the schedule a bit behind time, but fingers crossed they'll be up on the website later this year, and if not, maybe a bit later, we'll keep you posted.
And in the meantime, people should go on your Facebook, which is Yarra Rangers.
Yarra Valley Yarns.
Yarra Valley Yarns. And the other contact detail?
The email address, yarravalleyyarns@gmail.com.
Very terrific, Matt. We look forward to hearing you on Sunday night between 6 and 8 with the 50s and 60s. And unfortunately, we've got to go to the news. Well, not unfortunately, but our time's out. Thanks for coming in and telling us all about it.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for the help.
Thanks, mate.